Since the COVID-19 pandemic resulted in many of us working from home for the past year, it's a bit exciting to read about the kind of experiences that happen to you at work or when traveling for work. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new novels about the rather unexpected twists and turns your life can take whilst on the job. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Our first book is Black Buck, the debut novel of 29-year-old Mateo Escarapur. The book opens with a note to the reader from the narrator, a guy named Darren Bender. Darren writes to us from his penthouse to share the secrets of his incredible success as a salesman in order to help other Black men and women sell their visions all the way to the top. Understand, he continues, that I want all people to be successful, but in the same way Starbucks can't just give out mocha frappuccinos to everyone who doesn't have $14, I can't help everyone. If you're not Black, but have this book in your hands, I want you to think of yourself as an honorary Black person. Which is kind of a refreshing approach, really. And so Darren tells his story. After graduating as valedictorian of his high school class, he decides to stick around and help his mom financially rather than go off to college, and now manages a Starbucks in Midtown Manhattan. One day, he persuades one of the regulars, a powerful white exec who works in the building, to try a different drink than his usual. This unsolicited display of native sales know-how changes Darren's life, whooshing him into the world of the tech startup, where he is the only Black person in sight. His early days on the job are brutal, being trained in cold calling by drill sergeants eager to cut the weak from the herd. This and other incidents were based on the author's real experiences at a tech company, I learned when I interviewed him for Newsday. I know all about making 200 calls a day, being hung up on 5 times, and not even connecting the other 195, he told me. And I also know the high you get from closing a deal. Like the author, Darren gets totally caught up in his success and begins to distance himself from his family and his neighborhood. As you might guess, pride goeth before a fall, and what a fall it is. Inspired by predecessors like The Sellout by Paul Beatty and How to Get Filthy Rich in Rising Asia by one of our all-time Weekly Reader favorites, Mohsin Hamid, Escarapur has given us a novel that's smart, righteous, and a whole lot of fun. Speaking of fun, on to My Year Abroad by Chang-Rae Lee. Our narrator in this picaresque escapade is 20-year-old Tiller Bardmon, who has just spent a wild year in Asia with his businessman mentor, Pang Lu, whom he met when he caddied for him on the golf course. On the way home in the Hong Kong airport, he meets a 30-something widow from New Jersey named Val. Val and her young son live in the suburbs, courtesy of the Witness Protection Program, and soon Tiller is living there with them. That story unfolds in parallel with the narrative on what went on during his time in Asia. It would be difficult and also wrong to explain in more detail, so let me just add that my hero, Dwight Garner, has described My Year Abroad as among the most obsessive food novels yet written. Get ready to drool.
The books are Black Buck by Mateo Escarapur and My Year Abroad by Chang-Rae Lee. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you will always have something wonderful to read. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.